FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's exactly 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
The family of a young Kent man who died in the devastating earthquake in Nepal have told KMFM they want to continue the good work he was doing to help disadvantaged children. 23-year-old Matt Carapiet from Biersted had spent 2 weeks trekking through the country before the quake hit last month. The student was on a gap year and had also spent time volunteering in Cambodia. His sister Christina says they want to support the work he'd been involved in.
When Matt was out travelling, he helped build the foundations of a school out there in Cambodia, and so we'd like to raise money to help the school continue its building and progression. He loved immersing himself in the community and volunteering wherever he could, and this was one of the projects he helped out with. He was there for some time sort of building and digging, helping build the foundations of the school, which he really enjoyed. So he's made us so proud his whole life, so we want to make him proud now by raising money for that school and sort of finish, you know, or continue what he began.
This is KMFM News.
The number of people on unemployment benefits in Kent has fallen again. Figures out this morning show there were almost 18,650 people out of work and claiming job seekers allowance in April. That's a fall of 759 on the month before. Nationally, unemployment has fallen to a seven-year low of 1.8 million. The Prime Minister is planning new orders to ban extremist groups and new moves to restrict people who try to radicalise youngsters. David Cameron says his new government's fast-tracking updated powers to tackle radicalisation. Home Secretary Theresa May says it will help unite society.
Well, I think it will make a real difference. We need to deal with the extremists who are trying to divide us. They're seeking to promote hatred and intolerance, seeking to undermine the very values that make us the country we are.
Two men are due to go on trial in Brazil later, charged in connection with the death of a Kent woman in a boat crash. 50-year-old Gillian Metcalf from Tenterden died when the boat she was on was hit by another vessel in September 2013. Her husband Charlie has travelled back there for the case.
I think you've been waiting so long. You, in a sense, you get used to it, you get numbed to it, and you kind of start to believe, will it actually ever happen? My daughters have got on with life, as I've tried to myself. To an extent, life's on hold, but also they've carried on. My daughter's just finishing at university. My younger daughter is coming up to exam. So they've done what they could. They've done really well to carry on. They've been very brave.
KMFM News.
Health bosses insist no decisions have been made yet on the future of A&E services in East Kent. The trust which runs the QEQM, William Harvey and Kent and Canterbury Hospitals was looking into possibly moving accident and emergency to just one site. However, the trust's chief exec says it'll take a year before a final approval following a public consultation. A woman's been taken to hospital with multiple injuries after her own car rolled onto her in Kent. Emergency services were called to Back Lane in Shibbon just before 2:30 yesterday afternoon. It's not yet known how it happened. Her injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening.
KMFM News.
6.5 million Toyota and Nissan cars worldwide are being recalled after fears of exploding airbags. They include around 1.2 million Toyota models in Europe. And the show only started last night, but one of Kent's contestants on Big Brother has already been evicted. Simon Gross lost a time bomb challenge, so had to leave the house, but says it's fine because he got his 5 minutes of fame. Former footballer Danny Whisker from Margate is one of the early favourites to win.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent's James Treadwell says he hopes a decision by the new director of cricket not to recall Kevin Peterson to the England team will be the end of the saga. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kim.
Well, Andrew Strauss has blamed a lack of trust between the batsman and the ECB for his decision. Peterson says he feels angry, hurt and deceived. Treadwell, who was recently on tour with England in the West Indies, says it's time to move on.
I'm glad that I've nothing to do with those decisions, really. Yeah, it's been going on a long while now, and hopefully this can be the end of it, one way or another.
Meantime, it's Kent's final day of their championship match against Glamorgan, and they need to take another 7 wickets to get their first win of the season. Glamorgan are currently on 89 for 3 in their second innings. They've been set a victory target of 404. And some tickets for Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard's final match at Anfield are selling for more than £1,200. This weekend's Premier League game against Crystal Palace will be his last home fixture before his move to LA Galaxy. Some of the cheapest resale tickets are going for £179 and rise by more than £1,000.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.